I'm Anna Lee, and I'm joined here at Lightning 100 now by Nashville singer-songwriter Griffin House. Hi.
Hi, how you doing?
I'm good. It's so good to see you.
Good to see you, too.
Yeah, it's been a minute. We were just talking. It was when your last album, Balls, came out,
yeah.
And we had so much fun with that. It was a solid record. I loved it.
Oh, thank you.
So we're here to talk about So On and So Forth, your new record coming out tomorrow.
Yeah.
That's pretty exciting.
Tomorrow, I know. It is cool. It's great.
On Evening Records, right?
Yep.
And also that you're going to be performing live on the radio for us this coming Sunday night for Nashville Sunday Night, live from 3rd and Lindsley.
Yeah, that'll be great to be there. I haven't been there since they remodeled. I don't think I've played there, so it's been a minute on that, too.
Oh, well, then you are really in for a treat.
I can't wait.
Oh, it sounds, and all the artists that perform there tell me how great it sounds on the stage.
Yeah.
And I can tell you firsthand, it sounds amazing in the club and great on the radio, so... Are you going to have
really
a full band, or is it going to be?
I am, yeah.
Wow, cool.
Yeah.
Okay.
That'll be fun. I've been playing a lot solo lately when I've been traveling, so got a band going for Sunday night.
Oh, that's awesome. And I don't think that I've ever seen you full band. I've seen you play solo a few times.
Yeah.
And I love that. So either way, it's going to be great.
It'll be fun.
Well, we've really been digging playing Yesterday Lies here on Lightning 100.
Oh, I'm so glad you guys are playing.
Oh,
thank
it's you. So good.
Yeah.
I had it as my DJ pick a few weeks ago, and I really like it. I'd never really thought this about you before, but that song in particular really reminded me of Jackson Browne. So tell me a little bit about that. Are you a fan?
Yeah, I was saying that's probably kind of appropriate. I got invited to record Barricades of Heaven for his tribute album that came out last year, and there are a lot of big names on that record. Somehow I snuck in there.
That's
I got
incredible.
Invited to do it, and I met Jackson actually this year at the 38 Songwriters Festival, so that was equally as cool to meet him. Super nice guy, so classy, wonderful man, and obviously love his work, so...
So was he there playing full band, or was he doing solo acoustic?
He did solo acoustic and headlined down there.
That's so cool.
Watched him all afternoon and got to meet afterwards. So.
And especially hanging out at the beach at 38.
Oh, man. Yeah, that's a great festival.
Yeah, it really is. Well, we're happy you're back home here in Nashville. You've been here for a while now, right?
Yeah, I moved to Nashville in 2003, and besides going back to Ohio for a couple of years, I've been here pretty much since then. So
it's feeling like home.
Yeah, it is. I mean, I've been here long enough for it to definitely feel like home.
Yeah, same here. Well, while we're surrounded by some pretty amazing recording studios here in Nashville, obviously, Music City, you chose to go to Asbury Park, New Jersey to make So On and So Forth. But after reading about your experiences there a little over a decade ago, I totally understand the connection and what drew you to go back there. So tell us about what you experienced over 10 years ago and how that sort of related to making the record.
Well, I went with another local musician, Paul Moak, and I went up there to Asbury Park, and he came in as kind of my utility guy playing guitar, and Bruce Springsteen actually called him my utility guy. I didn't call him that. I know, it was cool. We met Bruce Springsteen, and Patty Scava came in the door like the first day we got there, and she was singing songs off my first record to me, and I'm like, what is going on? And we finagled our way into meeting Bruce that night. Had no idea he was going to be there for like the next five shows, so we ended up spending quite a bit of time, and they were just the nicest people ever.
Amazing.
Yeah, it was great.
And so you were opening for Patty?
I was opening a string of shows for Patty. Her new record was coming out back then, and it was one of the first gigs I ever had opening slots. So, you know, I get signed to, like, CAA and a management contract here or something. One of the first things that happened is they call me up and say, oh, we got Springsteen's phone number. They want you to call their house. I'm like, are you kidding?
What?
I can't do that.
Don't mess with me like that.
Yeah, it was wild. So,
wow, that's amazing. That's kind of surreal, right?
It was surreal. And there was just, I was up in Asbury Park last year, and there were just some serendipitous things happening, some strange feeling in the air. And I just followed my gut, and I needed to pick a place to record. And a new studio had just opened in Asbury Park, and I took a tour of it, which I never really do.
Yeah.
I ended up falling in love with it, and I just thought, I think I'm going to come up here and make my record. So,
oh, that's so cool. And so you did, and you worked, you self-produced, but you worked with the owner of the studio?
Yeah, he really ended up helping me a lot. So we just, you know, we kind of included each other together and co-produced the record in the end. And but he picked the band. I talked to him a little bit, and then I just showed up and played the songs for the guys. They made some charts, and we recorded everything
so
live.
Wow, so that seems like that could be a stressful situation with people you don't really know, but tell me about the experience.
It was the most stress-free, awesome experience. It was just, they were such great guys. There was no drama. Everybody was totally professional, took the music seriously, but not themselves too seriously.
Perfect.
It was perfect. And, you know, I was there 2 weeks, and we didn't even use a click track on any of
really?
The thing. We just went in, played, and very minimal overdubs. So it's essentially a live record just made in a studio
wow.
in a great sounding room.
Yeah, well, it sounds great. So tell listeners what that means to not use a click track.
Not use a click track means there's no metronome clicking along, nothing's to the grid. It just means you're in the room playing free form, so you're creating your own tempo without any machines or Pro Tools lining you up, which is, I guess, not that many people are doing things where they're not using a click track or not using auto-tune.
Right.
So we're not really using technology. We're limiting ourselves by just recording live, essentially.
Well, I love that. So that's why it sounds so real and so authentic.
You lose a little human emotion, I think, and some heart and soul when you do it the other way, but we wanted to keep as much grit and humanity in it as
yeah.
possible.
Well, very cool. Mission accomplished.
Yeah, thank you.
Well, you know, I've always been a fan of your melodies and particularly your lyrics, and one of my favorites from your last album is called Go Through It. It says, one of the lines is, you can never get around what you got to go through. And that, it, for some reason at that time in my life, that just really, really spoke to me. And that song has stuck with me, well, you know, since I first heard it. So I don't know. Do you feel like playing that one?
I
know it's going back to the last album.
No problem.
But we'll get
yeah.
something from the new album. We'll hear this tune from Griffin House live on Lightning 100, and then we'll play something from the new album and talk a little bit more. This is Go Through It, Griffin House live on Lightning 100.
I don't really feel like talking right now. There's gotta be another way around somehow. And I don't really feel like saying nothing. It's hard to see you in the shape I'm in. My love is weak and I've lost my will. My thoughts are racing and I'm standing still. Our hearts are one, and I know it's true. You can never get around what you gotta go through. And I don't really feel like singing right now. I don't really feel like bringing you down. And all my life, all I did was run. God forgive me for the things I've done. Our hearts are one, and I know it's true. You can never get around what you gotta go through. Our hearts are one, and I know it's true. You can never get around what you gotta go through. And I don't know where to go from here. It's gonna take a little time for my mind to clear. I don't know where we went wrong, but I know I've been hiding from you way too long. Our hearts are one, and I know it's true. You can never get around what you gotta go through. Our hearts are one, and I know it's true. You can never get around what you gotta go through.
Thank you. That's great. That's Go Through It, Griffin House, live on Lightning 100. And I feel like while your songs, maybe somewhat or maybe totally, I'm not sure, autobiographical, I feel like they're also super relatable to your audience.
Thank you. I guess I was talking to my buddy about it last night because he was commenting on my new record. He's a writer for the LA Times, and he was just recognizing that I was writing about some new themes that I hadn't before, and he could tell that, you know, I was kind of capturing life as it's changing. And so I guess I've always just written about life going on around me and internally and reflecting that in my music. So as my life changes or I change, then my right. songs and themes do too. So
evolution.
Yeah.
Well, when I've seen you perform in the past, you've mentioned your grandfather, George Griffin,
yeah.
who I'm assuming you're partially named after.
Right? I am, yeah.
and how he's inspired several of your songs, and you even had him in the video for your song, I Remember.
That's right.
Yeah, that was really cool. But this album is inspired by, and you've actually dedicated it to, your other grandfather.
Yeah,
Jack House? Is that
yeah, Jack House. I call him Poppy, and he's kind of a storyteller in his own right. And one of the things he says when he gets going on his stories is he starts to get excited, and he goes, and so on and so forth, and what have you. And so he hadn't had any songs written or inspired by him, so I started to feel guilty, and I thought, I got to do something for Poppy this time. So I dedicated the whole record to him and called it So On and So Forth.
That's
after
so
one of his
cool.
phrases, so.
Oh, I love that. That's really awesome. Well, there's another song on the album called Paris Calling.
Yeah.
And we listened to that here at Lightning 100, and we all were kind of just, like, didn't know what to say, because it's a really powerful, beautiful song, okay. which I think is inspired by your love of Paris.
It is.
And mine, too. I love Paris.
How
and
can
so
you
some
not?
Of the I know, and some of the lines in the song, like, when you talk about being in the Garden of Luxembourg, I just was immediately there in my head. It's just, I don't know, it's a really great song. But you actually wrote that song and had recorded it prior to the Paris attacks last November.
I did, yeah. We recorded it in Asbury Park, you know, for the record that summer. So I had kind of written it. I worked in a bookstore called Shakespeare and Company when I was in Paris. I was 21,
wow.
maybe not even 21 yet, just about to turn 21, and just had such a magical experience there in that place. And if anybody doesn't know about Shakespeare and Company, you should look up the history. It's pretty fantastic. And so I got to do that and was just always dreaming of getting back, you know, and that's what the song's about. It's just kind of being in a hot Tennessee summer and going, God, I want to get back to Paris someday for springtime.
So, oh, man.
So 14 years later, you know, I went back this summer after just kind of celebrate the making of the record. The guys in New Jersey sent me the record while I was in Paris, so I got to listen to it in my
That's
earbuds,
amazing.
Like sitting
yeah.
on a fountain in the plastic
oh,
version. I'm just
gosh,
crying. I'm like sitting on the fountain like, oh, this is so awesome.
It's yeah.
great.
That's killer, man. That's yeah. great. Well, it's a really amazing song, and you ended up releasing it sooner than you had planned.
Yeah, we just decided to try to do something nice for Paris, so we released the song early and donated the proceeds to a nonprofit called Secours Populaire. It was mm-hmm. called It Fights Poverty and Exclusion all over the world and in France, and just try to put some light and love and good message into the world, you know, as a result of all that darkness that was happening
Much
over there.
Much needed at the time, yeah,
yeah,
definitely. And it's a great song on top of it. So.
Thank you.
Do you feel like playing that one for us?
Yeah, definitely.
Oh, that would be really great. Okay, so this song is on the new album. It's called Paris Calling, and it's Griffin House live on Lightning 100.
I'd like to take you to Versailles and Saint-Tropez-du. Follow the Seine to the Notre Dame and fall in love with you. Flowers bloom when the springtime comes. See the showers in the evening sun. And I'm Tennessee dreaming of the city of lights. I wanna feel the magic of a Paris night. When you walk on the streets, it's such a sweet sensation. When the springtime comes, we can be bohemians and wander around in the Garden of Luxembourg. Tour the Louvre and the Eiffel Tower, then picnic at the Sacré-Cœur. We could fall in love again. We could fall in love again. Tennessee dreaming of the city of lights. Oh, to feel the magic of a Paris night. Just to walk on the streets, it's such a sweet sensation. Ooh. Ooh. Whoa. such a sweet sensation. Why don't we take a month or two, maybe in April or May? I'd like to walk with you in the rain down the Champs-Élysées. Paris is calling, oh, it's calling me. Take me to the places I was meant to be. 'Cause I'm Tennessee, dreaming of the city of lights. I wanna feel the magic of a Paris night, just to walk on the streets. It's such a sweet sensation. Tennessee, dreaming of the city of lights. Oh, to feel the magic of a Paris night, just to walk on the streets. It's such a sweet sensation. Such a sweet sensation.
Well, that was just lovely. Thank you so much. Oh, I loved it. Paris Calling, live on Lightning 100 from Griffin House. Yeah, that whole song, I was just like, oh, I'm not going to cry, I promise. But it really has that sort of emotional feeling. I mean, especially since November. But if you've ever been to Paris or even dreamed of going to Paris, that song is very descriptive and makes you feel like you're there or want to be there.
When they put the piece on CNN and put all the pictures of Paris with using all the Getty images with the song as the background, it made me... do that too.
I probably would have been a blithering idiot, like ugly crying.
It's such a beautiful piece they did. So
yeah, and you played it on CNN, didn't you?
We played it live here. We taped live in Nashville somewhere on like Dickerson Parkway, and then they broadcast it out to like 360 million homes across the world or something. I was being interviewed by a guy in LA, like via teleconference or something. It was pretty high tech. Yeah, it was cool. And then the guy interviewing us was in Atlanta, so I learned a lot about how they do television sometimes. They don't make it look like that's what's happening.
But right, that's incredible. Yeah, wonders of modern technology. Well, Griffin House, thank you so much for stopping by. We really appreciate it.
Pleasure coming in.
And I can't wait to see you Sunday night.
It'll be fun.
It's going to be so fun. And I'm going to give away a pair of tickets to that show coming up in just a minute. First, we're going to hear a tune from Declan McKenna. I don't know if you've heard this guy. He's really young. The song is called Brazil, and it's one of those songs that instantly sticks in your head. So see what you think. We're going to listen to that song, and then we'll come back, check our traffic report, listen to my DJ pick of the week from Charles Bradley. Do you know Charles Bradley? You're gonna, oh man, he is a soul guy that will just not, you'll think you're listening to James Brown.
Oh, so cool.
Yeah, he's incredible. So that's all coming up, and then we'll give away a pair of tickets to see Griffin House this Sunday at Nashville Sunday Night Live from 3rd and Lindsley. Right now it's Declan McKenna. This is called Brazil on Lightning 100. Thanks again for coming by.
Thank you for having me.
That was really fun. We were chatting with Griffin House a little bit earlier on, and super excited to see him play Nashville Sunday Night Live from 3rd and Lindsley this Sunday with a full band. He's great, and this new album, it's really, really fantastic. So you're in for a real treat. If you have a ticket for this Sunday show, you can still get some at lightning100.com on the concert calendar, or you can call me right now at 777-5100 if you're 18 or over, and you haven't won anything in the last 30 days. Caller number 5, I'll hook you up with tickets for that show this Sunday right now. Jenny Lewis, just one of the guys on Lightning 100.